You will not get this spring of the human birth again. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Nahi Labana Manasa Janama Bahar, page 91. After making the promise, you forgot about it. It has become difficult to give the accounts of your deeds. You have forgotten the agreement. Attach your love in the feet of the Master. Finish the practice of being born and dying. Why do you stay away? Open your eyes and see the view. Within you is sitting the beloved Lord. Awake and be conscious. The lost time does not come back to one's hand. Kripal explains to Ajab, board the ship and sail across. You will not get this spring of the human birth again.
Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana veda karke bulagiya cheta mushkil ho gaya denaleka veda karke bhul gaya cheta mushkil ho gaya denaleka bisar gaya ekrar murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Guru charana vicha prita lagale Jamana marana rita mukale Guru charana vicha prita lagale Jamana marana rita mukale Rehinda kyo fararar murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Akiya kholke dekhna jara Andar beta malik pyara Akiya kol ke dek najara Andar beta malik pyara Utke hosh sambal murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Pitiya vela hatna ave ajaibanu kirpala sunave Pitiya vela hatna ave ajaibanu kirpala sunave Charabere oja par murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana Nilabana manasa janama bahar murke nilabana
The lost time does not come back to one's hand. Kripal explains to Ajay, board the ship and sail across. You will not get this spring of the human birth again. We'll begin with reading from a satsang that Sanchi gave at Sanpani Ashram in Bogota in June of 1983. This is in the magazine under the title In the Bushes of Rajasthan. And Sanchi says, if the husband of a wife has all the good qualities in him, and if that husband is the owner of all creation, and if he loves that wife as nobody else can love her, and if he fulfills all the desires of that wife, if that husband then leaves his wife and goes far away from her, you can imagine her condition. This is my own story. I was married to Supreme Father Kripal, but I did not get to enjoy my married life with him. Whatever few days I was given with him, I was not satisfied with that, and the pain which he gave me by his separation came very quickly in my life. Even now, I still feel that pain of separation exactly as I felt when he left the body. When he left the body, I left my home without any clothes, yearning for him and crying for him. Even now, I feel the same pain of separation. In India, unlike the Western countries, children are not free to choose their own partners. Their parents arrange their marriages, and in many cases, the boy may not have even seen the girl, or the girl, the boy. But still, they cannot refuse their parents. The time when I was young was such that no son could dare to say no to his parents about marriage. But when my parents told me about marriage, I told them, no, I don't want to get married to any woman. I used to say that the person with whom I have to get married will come to me by himself. And they said, no, how is that possible? How can you get married to a male? You have to marry some woman. I used to tell them that Guru Nanak Sahib had said, in this world, there is only one male, and we are all his wives. I used to tell them that we are not males. We are trying to become male. Because he who protects the honor of others, he who comes to rescue us from this world, is the male. The rest of us are all his wives. I was the only son of my parents. And because they wanted to see some happiness, they wanted to see my wedding. But I told them, no. I won't marry any woman. So, the male, that Almighty Lord for whom I was waiting, came to marry me. It's all right that he came to quench my thirst, and when he came in the form of the Shabd, he married my soul. But I did not get the opportunity to be with him for a long time. Maybe it was because of some fault of mine, or maybe he didn't want to live in this world anymore, that he gave me this pain of separation, which is still tormenting me. The day before yesterday, when all of you were sitting here for meditation, I remembered my beloved who had given me that pain of separation, and in that remembrance, I wrote some lines which are presented to you. Once, I was reading the story of Hir and Ranja two great lovers in India. Hazrat Vari Shah, who wrote the poem of those two great lovers, wrote a lot about the inner world. The story of Hir and Ranja goes like this. Ranja was a very wealthy person, but because of his love and attachment for a girl named Hir, he left all his wealth and property and went to live in the home of Hir, becoming a shepherd. He left all his comforts and conveniences only because of his love for Hir. Reading that story, I cursed my mind. I told my mind, "See, Ranja left all his property, all his comforts, just because he wanted to get Hir, who was just one woman. How much will you have to sacrifice to get the Almighty Lord? Can't you sacrifice as much as Ranja did for obtaining Hir?" He says that the attachment or the love for a woman is a bad thing. He who gets affected by that love suffers a lot. He loses all his comforts and everything, and he doesn't even care about public shame. Rajasthan, as many people have seen by now, is nowadays very green. There are many canals and there are many gardens and fields, and we grow a lot of food. But when I first went to Rajasthan, there was nothing except bushes. Bhagat Namdev once visited Rajasthan, and when he saw the scarcity of water and the love which the people had for water, he wrote in his bani, "As the people in Mardwar," which is another name for Rajasthan, "love the water, in my heart I have love for the Almighty Lord." In those days, if anyone would greet the native people of Rajasthan, they would not greet him back. Instead, they would say, "You must be thirsty. That's why you are greeting me." I have spent one full day, 24 hours, in the summer, having just 2 kilos of water. And that water was also not found nearby. One had to go about 20 or 25 miles to get it. So this was the condition of Rajasthan in those days. But the home which my father had made for me in the state of Punjab had all kinds of comforts and conveniences. There was a very big building. There was a garden. Every possible comfort of the world was there. But as I have said before, Baba Bishandas was the one who laid the foundation of my life. He told me to go to Rajasthan because he who was going to come to quench my thirst was going to come in Rajasthan. So I left my home in Punjab and I went to Rajasthan. That is why in this hymn it is said, Ajaib remembers Kirpal in the bushes of Rajasthan. I call that place bushes because there was no population found near the place where I sat for meditation. Day and night, I remembered that power, that master, whom I had never seen. I always used to pray that if there was any God, he should hear my cry and come to me. But the result of my meditation was that thousands of people started coming to me. We people do not care whether the person to whom we are going has done any meditation or not, whether he has received any path or not. Whenever we see anyone doing religious things, any devotion, we at once go to him thinking that he is perfect. Hearing about me, one disciple of Baba Sawan Singh, whose name was Dharam Chand, asked me this question in front of many people. Are you sadhu or swadhu? Swadhu means the person who is always craving delicious foods. It has been my habit ever since my childhood that whatever I have in my heart, I say. So I told him, I am neither sadhu nor swadhu. If I were swadhu, I wouldn't have left my home in Punjab. But neither am I yet sadhu, because Baba Bishandas has given me knowledge only up to Brahm, and he has told me that one only becomes sadhu after going above Brahm. When Dharam Chand told me that he was a disciple of Baba Sawan Singh, I loved him very much. After that, we had a very good, loving relationship, because I was very fortunate to come very close to Master Sawan Singh. I got many opportunities to come near him. When the saints leave the body, many people sprout out as masters, just as mushrooms sprout out after the rain. When Dharam Chand saw that thousands of people were following me, he thought, since many people follow him, and in appearance also he looks good, why not make him the master? So he suggested that I should become the master, and he would start telling the people about his experiences with me, and he would work as my agent. I told him, I don't know how to hold satsang. He told me that I shouldn't worry about that, because he was a very learned person and knew Gurmat Siddhant by heart. He said, you don't worry about it. I will do the satsang. So I told him that in the Sikh history, I had read a story of Guru Hari Rai. Once when he was taking a walk with some of his disciples, he saw a cobra who was being eaten up by some ants. The cobra was not dead, but he had no power to remove those ants. So the disciples asked Guru Hari Rai why that cobra was suffering so much and what karma he was paying. The Guru told his disciples, in his past lifetime, he was a fake master, and he misled the people, and that is why he has become a cobra. And the ants were those who followed him or became his agents. Now, the disciples are not happy, and neither is the master. The disciples have become ants and are eating their master while he is still in the body, and the condition of the master is such that he has become cobra and has no power to remove the ants. So I told Dharam Chand that whenever I remember that story, I feel frightened because I know what it is like becoming a fake master and misleading the people. Those who become false masters have to pay for it. It seems that the longing for realizing God and the yearning to see Him filled my heart before my heart was made. You know that the age of 5 years old is very young, but when I was 5 years old, I had the yearning for God. And now Sanchi will begin commenting on his hymn. The first lines are, in the bushes of Rajasthan, Ajay remembers Kirpal. Giving up the palace, he became a fakir. The pain of separation is very bad. In India, there are many monasteries, many institutions in the name of spirituality. I went to almost all of them, sometimes even walking on foot. And many times I did not get enough food to eat. I would have some chickpeas with me, and I would just eat a little bit of that and drink some water. When people used to see my condition, they used to taunt me. Many people said to me, "Why have you left the life of comforts and are wandering here and there? Are you all right mentally or not?" So here he says that giving up the beautiful houses and palaces, he became a fakir because of the pain of separation. And line from the hymn, Ajaib's mother advises, "Son, enjoy the happiness of leadership." In those days, there were not many jeeps and cars in India. People used to ride most of the time on horses. Once my father brought one very good horse for me from the town of Muksar. It cost 5,000 rupees, and in those days the value of the rupee was very much. My mother used to have a soft bed for me, but I would never sleep on it. When she would come back to her room, I would sleep on a mat on the floor. At 3 o'clock in the morning, she used to come out and check on me. But before she would come, I would hear her footsteps, and I would wake up and get back into the bed. But many times she would come and catch me red-handed sleeping on the floor. And then she would get upset at me and say, "Why have we made all these comforts? If you don't use them, for whom are we collecting all this wealth?" And again, a line from the hymn, "The sickness will not go from the bodies of those bitten by the snakes in the bushes." The place where I live now is very much more developed than it was when I first went there. Now there are many farms and gardens, and now we don't have many snakes there. But when I first went to Rajasthan, there were many poisonous snakes. And we used to say that the snakes would bite someone and say, "Don't fall on me." We meant that they were so poisonous that the poison would affect immediately. But I was not scared of those snakes, because I used to say that when a person is bitten by the snake of love, there's no remedy for him. Unless the person in whose love the devotee is sitting comes and gives him the medicine of love, he cannot become all right. And from the hymn, "Without Kirpal, the sufferings are not removed. Doctors for the veins of love are not available." When Guru Nanak Sahib became fond of the Almighty Lord, when the love of God arose in him, his parents got worried. So they called many doctors and healers because they thought that maybe he had some physical or perhaps mental problem. So when all those doctors were diagnosing, Guru Nanak wrote about his own condition in these words, and he said, "They have called the doctors and healers, and they are trying to diagnose me, holding my arm. But the poor, innocent people do not know that the pain is within my heart." It was in the afternoon when Guru Nanak Sahib left his home. You know that the worldly people always find some way to taunt the devotees, and they don't want to let any opportunity slip out of their hands without utilizing it for taunting. When Guru Nanak Sahib was going out, some people said, "He is possessed by a ghost." And some said, "He has gone mad." And some, who had some sympathy with Guru Nanak, said, "He is the poor son of Kalu." I always used to say this, "Without Kirpal, the sufferings do not come to an end. We do not get doctors who can understand the disease of love." And we will leave at that point. Last week we began a talk that Master Kripal gave at Harmony Grove in California in December of 1963. This talk was called The Path According to St. John. And continuing, Master says, all the masters tell us that it is the gift of a master. I just opened the Bible, and on the very page, in John chapter 15, it tells us what connection we should have with the master. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That, everybody knows, keep my commandments means to live by the words that the Master says. All scriptures have references to this. We simply read them and pass on. Here Christ says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This means that so long as the branches are embedded in the vines, they bear fruit. When they are cut off from the vines, they cannot bear fruit. Christ said, I am the true vine. So how can you be embedded in the vine? By engrafting. Even if you cut out a branch and put it on some other tree, the two will become one. Similarly, he says, abide in me. How can you abide in him? Whomever you remember at heart, a reaction naturally takes place in him whom you remember. This is how you can abide in the Master. Christ goes on further to say, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I have spoken the word to you, which is the cleansing power, which can burn away all sins, all iniquities, all infirmities, which is the bread of life or the water of life. Abide in me and I in you. What do these words mean? When you remember someone, that reacts in him. And when that reacts in him, he again reacts in you. And that becomes receptivity. Such a disciple becomes one with the Master. You are in him, and he is in you. First, we have to obey and live up to the commandments he gives. And second, abide in him, just as a branch abides in the vine. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Do you follow now? Who can have that bread of life and water of life? One who not only lives up to what he says, but also abides in him. And how can you have the sweet remembrance of the Master at heart? The sweet remembrance will react in the Master, and when it reacts there, he remembers. And again, it reacts in you. Guru Arjan put a question. If a disciple remembers his master all the time, what does the master do? A master is not a man. He has a man body. But within him, he is conscious. He sees that I and my Father are one. He does not exert himself to remember anyone, but he is conscious that he is there. What does he do? He remembers the disciples. Those disciples who remember him react in him. And in this way, they develop receptivity. And with receptivity, what happens? You may ask the master a question. He may be living hundreds of miles away from a disciple, but if you go to the disciple and ask him the same question, you will see that they will speak the same words. This is because he has developed. The disciple has become the mouthpiece of the master. The master is speaking through him. This is how you have that bread of life. And Christ said, "I am the bread of life." And all masters said, "We are the bread of life." And what was that bread of life that was defined as the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us? The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. What is the Word? In St. John's Gospel, you find, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the whole creation came into being after the Word." So what is the Word? God is wordless, nameless, absolute. When he came into being, into expression, into action, that God into action power, or God into expression power, was the Word. That God into action power manifested at some human pole, and that was called the Master. So, the true Master is God himself, who resides in every heart. When he manifests himself at any human pole, the manifested God in him is the true Master. Of course, we have regard for the human pole at which that God power manifests. Do you see what he says? "I am the true vine." As a man, he feels that God is in him. He and the Father are one. He is a conscious co-worker of the divine plan. He knows that it is he speaking, it is he working all the time. So we can have that water of life, by drinking which we can thirst no more, and the bread of life, by eating which we can hunger no more. Christ goes on to repeat, "I am the vine." When you want to press some point further, then sometimes you use repetition. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." This water or bread of life is a gift of the God in man, who gives it to you free. All gifts of God are free. This is a gift from the Master, from the God in him, to the disciple, and it has the power to enliven the life in him. Guru Nanak defines one who is a dead man and one who is really alive. He says, "Only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom God has become the enlivening power of his soul." The soul that has become the mouthpiece of God is like the switch that is contacted with the powerhouse. The electricity, or the powerhouse, is working through him. He is in tune, in contact with them. Unless we have that contact by receptivity, we cannot bear forth much fruit. You can remain a religious man. You can know all the scriptures by heart. You can have all the worldly literature stuffed in your brain, just as if there are many libraries up there. But this thing you can only have by living up to what the masters say. By living up to what the masters say first. And second, by developing receptivity. His words should abide in you, and you should abide in him. Only then will you have this gift of the bread of life and the water of life. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. That is, he is dead. These are the same words that Guru Nanak said in his day. When the branch is cut off from the tree, it naturally withers and dries up and is used for firewood. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. This is what is meant in the biblical literature by the soul dies. Actually, it does not die, but it has become withered, that is, cut off from the Lord, from the God in him. Christ says, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Ask anything, and you will have it. With all things, ask, and they shall be given unto you. If you knock, it shall be opened unto you. First of all, there will be no desire left. The Upanishads ask us, what is that by knowing which nothing more is left to be known? So he says, first of all, you will never have any desire whatsoever. If any at all does strike you or arise in you, it will be fulfilled then and there. And herein is my Father glorified, and ye bear much fruit. So ye shall be my disciples. Such like disciples can have the water of life and the bread of life. Now, Christ goes on further and tells us how to develop this receptivity. He says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." In love only you remember someone. And what is love? The one for whom you have love is constantly in your heart, always. You may not be expressing it in words, but something is dragging you from within. That constant remembrance is in the heart in which such a state has developed. How can anyone other than him whom he loves abide in that heart? If anyone at all is remembered, it is only for the sake of the one whom he loves. So if we love God, we love others for the sake of the God in them, not at the level of forgetting him and loving someone else. Christ says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love." How can we abide in his love? By keeping the commandments that you have been given. And what does the Master say? He says, "Don't think evil of others, even in mind, in word and deed. You must be truthful. Never tell lies. Never conceal. Don't usurp others' rights. Don't say sarcasms. Don't have something in your mind and something else in your mouth. You say something now, and behind the person's back you say something else. Be true to your own selves. You can deceive others, but not the God in you." What I always impress is to be true to one's own self. This is what love requires. What are other of the Master's commandments? Be chaste in word and thought and deed. Live up to what the scriptures say. Marriage means taking a companion in life to be with you in weal or woe, and both should help each other to know God. This is the highest aim of a man's life. Begetting children might be one duty, but it's not 100% of our duties. About this, the Bible says, "Love thy wives as Christ loved the church." So he wants all of us to keep his commandments and live as he says. Love God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and love thy neighbor. Other masters said, "Love thy God and love all creation. There is no place where God is not." So love is the thing through which you can have the sweet remembrance and the constant remembrance. You will dream of him. And when you go into a fast sleep, you will reverberate. Without knowing it, the same things will be coming out of your mouth. Christ says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love." And that will give you more love from day to day. "Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And he says, "Follow me, I have lived up to the commandments of my Father, and similarly, you shall abide by the commandments of the God in me, of the Father in me." And reading further, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." This is how you can have the pleasure of the Master. Take the example of a man who has 3 or 4 sons. One son lives according to the commandments of the father. He never disobeys. He simply follows what the father's intentions are. Some other sons only obey when they are told, and even then, only willy-nilly. And some sons do not obey. Which son would be the best of all? The one who reads the intentions of the father and, without saying, lives up to them. After all, every son knows what his father wants. Every disciple knows what his master wants. Should we repeat that very same lesson all the time, every day? A wise man is one who hears the word of the master and keeps it in his heart of hearts and lives up to it. If you do that, you will win the pleasure of the master. And what would Master do? When the father, leaves the body, what does he do? He gives the keys of the whole thing to the son who's obedient, who lives up to his commandments. This is what Guru Nanak said, "We have come into this world for the purpose of having the water of life, the bread of life. It is in the hands of the master. Go to him. Remain where you are by living a religious way of life. That will prepare the ground for when you will surrender your whole self to the master." That is why Christ and all other masters said, "Leave all and follow me." And what did he mean? By following him does not mean that you should leave your homes, that everybody should physically leave and follow him. But how would you provide everyone with accommodations to live in? To follow him means to surrender your will to his wishes. Not as a slave, mind that, but as a friend. You'll further find this, where I opened the Bible. "This is the commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." And what does he further say? "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Love knows service and sacrifice. Ye are my friends if you do whatever I tell you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all the things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And we will leave off at that point. And one final reading. This is a poem of Kabir. O brother, my heart yearns for that true guru who fills the cup of true love and drinks of it himself and offers it then to me. He removes the veil from the eyes and gives the true vision of Brahma. He reveals the worlds in him and makes me to hear the unstruck music. He shows joy and sorrow to be one. He fills all utterance with love. Kabir says, verily, he has no fear who has such a guru to lead him to the shelter of safety. And our tape is continuing in a talk that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in July of 1996. This talk was called This Human Birth is Precious. It's on a Bani of Guru Nanak. And there may not be much left on this tape, and if it isn't too much, then we'll start another one.
ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚੱਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਨੀਚੇ ਨੀਚੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਹੈ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਵਾਨਾਂ ਹਨ
ਸੋ ਲੌਂਗ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਬਿਲੋ ਦੀ ਆਈਸ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਵੇਸ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜਸ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਚੁਅਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਡੀਡਸ
ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਦੇ ਸਾਧਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਥਾਪਿਤ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਮਕਾਂਡ ਬਣਾਏ ਹੈ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਸਾਧਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖੁਦ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਿਰਤ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਘਟਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਵਧਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਣਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਭਗਤੀ ਥਾਪੀ ਹੋਈ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਗਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ
ਵੀ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਡ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਆਫ ਅਚੀਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਐਸਟੈਬਲਿਸ਼ਡ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕਾਈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਇਮੈਂਸੀਪੇਸ਼ਨ ਯੂ ਨੋ that how can we get any liberation by doing the things which we ourselves have created the path is created by God Almighty himself and if we do not follow that path if we do not follow the path which is made by God Almighty and nobody can increase that path nobody can decrease that path nobody can make any alteration in that path unless we follow the path which is created by God Almighty himself to give us the liberation we cannot get the liberation no matter how much we try no matter how many other things we do using our mind and intellect
maharaj kripal masal dinde hunde sige kahani sunaunde hunde raje janak di jadon raje janak ne gyan prapt karna chahya ki main itniyan gauwan daan karunga jinna de singhan de upar sona lagya hoega bahut sare guni gyani aaye aur mahatma gargi aaya usne gyan de jariye ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਸਿੱਧ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗਿਆਨ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਯਾਦ ਵੱਲ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਬਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਹਾਂ ਗਾਰਗੀ ਨੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਖੁਦ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟੀਕਲ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਉਹ ਵਕਤ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੀ ਸਤਿਯੁਗ ਦਾ ਸੀ ਲੋਕ ਝੂਠ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨੀਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਮੱਖੀ 'ਤੇ ਮੱਖੀ ਮਾਰੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ
Master Kripal Singh Ji used to give the example of King Janak that when he wanted to obtain the knowledge, he said that he will donate thousands of cows which will be covered with the gold in order to get the knowledge. And he had invited so many great men and Yagyavalk was the superior than the others. And according to what he had said, King Janak did everything and he even justified that whatever King Janak has done by doing that he has got the knowledge. Mahatma Gargi was also there and he asked Yagvalk that tell me one thing that all the knowledge which you have given to King Janak is this your practical? At that time it was the time of the truth people used to speak the truth so he said that no whatever I have said whatever I have given to King Janak I have got that only from reading from the scriptures from the books it is not my practical
Lekin aaj tusi dekhde ho kis tarah lecturer log lecture karde hai ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਝਾਕਦੇ ਗਏ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੈ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੱਠ ਬੱਝੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗੇ ਚਾਹੇ ਕੋਈ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਕੋਈ ਮੂਰਖ ਹੈ ਗੁਣੀ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਬਰਾਬਰੀ ਹੈ
ਇਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ ਦ ਲੈਕਚਰਰਸ ਦ ਸਪੀਕਰਸ ਦੇ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਲੈਕਚਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਡੋਨਟ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ that all what they are teaching others, do they have that within them or not? They do not look at their own selves and they do not consider looking into their own self. Kabir Sahib says that as long as you have the store or as long as you have the presence of the lust, anger, attachment, greed and egoism within you, all these things as long as they are within you, it doesn't matter if you are an ignorant one or a learned man. Both the ignorant and the learned one are the same as long as they have these passions within them
mere pyareo khud na samjhna lokan nu samjhauna eh apne aap na assi dhokha dinne hain lekin jehda sade andar oh prabhu baitha hai ohnu assi dhokha nahi de sakde ge guru nanak sahib kehnde hai jadon agge oh malik de paas jaane hai ugad gaya oh khota tabua jad nazar sarafa aaya
dear ones to make other people understand and not to understand ourselves is like deluding, deceiving the other people. But when we go within, then we realize that what we have done, Guru Nanak Sahib says, that when we go and present ourselves to Almighty Lord, then we come to realize, because all our deceits and all the things which we have done, that all becomes very clear and open.
So Guru Nanak Sahib, that what I gave you, Shabd Rakhya Gaya Hai, Eviye Hi Kendi Hai, Ke Jis Jal, ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੋਲੇ ਹੈ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਉਸ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਧਨ ਔਰ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਦਸਵੇਂ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ੇ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਲ੍ਹਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਵਰਸ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ
ਸੋ ਦ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਮ ਹੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਨੈਕਟਰ to receive which or to get which you have come into this world, you will get it from the Satguru. When you will go within, as per the instructions of your Satguru, when you will go within, then he will make you drink that nectar. When you will reach the 10th door, then he will make you drink that nectar. Even now, that nectar is coming within us, but we have to go within ourselves to receive that nectar.
Lekin jada hun amrit barsda hai, o indriyan pee rahiyan han, man pee rahiya hai, ਉਹ ਤਾਕਤਵਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਹਮਲਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ
ਦ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ ਬਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਉ ਦੈਟ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਡਰੰਕ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਿਸ ਬਾਈ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਬੀਕਮਿੰਗ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਬਾਈ ਡਰਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਰ ਅਟੈਕਿੰਗ ਅਸ
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਕਮਲ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਦਾ ਭਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹੁਣ ਮੂਧਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਲਟ ਚੜਾਈ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ
The lotus of our heart is upside down. The cup which is within us, which the Master is going to fill it up, is now upside down, and through our meditation we have to upturn that cup, we have to go upwards.
Rishi Balmik ne Ramayan rachi hai 10,000 saal pehla Ramchandra ji Maharaj di padesh likh ditti. प्यारे वो महाराज सावन सिंह कहिंदे हुंदे सी अगर वो इतू पहला भी पैदा हुंदा तद भी वो लिख सकदा सीगा क्योंकि रामायण दे अंदर जो कुछ लिखिया है वो सारा अंदरला खेल है अंदरली चढ़ाई है. सो इस वास्ते काल ने सोचिया कि इहने तां पढ़दा ही फास कर दिता है, इस नूं पढ़ के हर एक दा अंदर जाण नूं दिल करेगा. तो उन्होंने जिहड़ा उल्टा नाम उत्थे गुणी ज्ञानी की दसन लग पे मरमर के बाल्मीक ने मरमर जपया ता वह ब्रह्म दे विच गया. नहीं, उहदे अंदर जो लिखिया मिलदा वह मिलदा उल्ट नाम जपत मन माना रा बाल्मीक प्यो ब्रह्म समाना.
ऋषि वाल्मीक हैड क्रिएटेड रामायणा एंड 10,000 ईयर्स बिफोर लॉर्ड रामा वॉज बॉर्न ही रोट एवरीथिंग ही रोट दैट. This is true because Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that if Valmiki had come into this world even before that, he could have written about the birth of Lord Rama even long before that, because all what he wrote in Ramayana was the description of the inner world, all that happened in the within, because it was the true story of the inside. That is why he wrote that. And when the negative power saw that by reading the Ramayana which Valmiki has written, they all will get the desire, that encouragement to go in the within, which he did not want. So that is why he spread this word, saying that Valmiki repeated the name Mara Mara, which is the reading backwards of Ram, and in that way he went inside. But no, dear one, that is not true. It is written there that Valmiki had done the devotion of Lord, he had then the true devotion of Lord, and that is how he was able to go in the within.
Drakhta us sata jameen cho lenda hai, insaan ulta drakhta hai, assi sata itho dimag cho niche nu lenne hai, jadon sant sanu andar jaan di jugti dasde hai, oh sanu ult chadhai karaunde hai.
Tree gets the support or tree gets the nourishment from the roots, and a human being is like upside down tree. We get the support, we get the power from over here, from over forehead. So that is why when the masters tell us to do the meditation, and they tell us that we have to go from upside down up.
Is vaste Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, unde paande kashu na samaave seedhe pava amrit taar, jinna chikr assi oh pyala jehda moodha vajja hai us nu siddha nahi karde ge, unna chikr saada jehda amrit hai oh indriyan man ki jande hai, jadon assi siddha kar lende hai वो एक बार स्नान तो दूसरी ना पड़ जाता है.
Our closing bhajan is on page 232. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Japio Jina Guru Kirtapala Dayal. Those who repeat the name of gracious Guru Kripal never come into the mother's womb again. The one whom they remember and pray to took them across in the ship of love. The one whom they loved removed their sufferings. He removed the pain of birth and death. Whoever took the nam and drank the nectar broke the trap of Kal. Whoever repeated his name in his mind and gave up the eyehood, such a soul realized the oversoul. Whoever meditated on Nam and repeated the name of God, such a one went straight to Satchkhand. The Master is the giver of happiness. He is as fragrant as sandalwood. Ajab prays, bowing down his head. Those who repeat the name of gracious Guru Kripal, they never come into the mother's womb again.
Japio Jina Guru Kirpala Dayalayo, my
ਨਾਥ ਕਰੇ ਬਪੀਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨ ਆਇਓ ਜਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲਿਓ ਮਾਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਪੀਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨ ਆਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਸ ਯਾਰਾ ਕੀਓ ਫਰਿਆਰਾ ਕੀਓ ਜਿਸ ਯਾਰਾ ਕੀਓ ਫਰਿਆਰਾ ਕੀਓ ਠਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਮਾ ਚ ਹਾਜਸੇ ਭਾਰਲ ਕਾਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲਿਓ ਮਾਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਪੀਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨ ਆਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਕਾਰੀ ਬਿਪਰੀਤ ਹਰੀ ਜਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਕਾਰੀ ਬਿਪਰੀਤ ਹਰੀ ਉਸ ਜਨਮ ਮਰਨ ਕਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਮਿਟਾਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲਿਓ ਮਾਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਪੀਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨ ਆਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਓ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪਾਨ ਕੀਓ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਓ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪਾਨ ਕੀਓ ਠਿਸ ਕਾਲ ਕੇ ਚਾਲ ਕੋ ਠੋਰ ਗਿਰਾਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲਿਓ ਮਾਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਪੀਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨ ਆਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਨ ਮੇ ਚਾਪ ਕੀਓ ਆਪ ਤਿਆਗ ਦਿਓ ਮਨ ਮੇ ਚਾਪ ਕੀਓ ਆਪ ਤਿਆਗ ਦਿਓ ਸੱਚ ਆਤਮ ਸੋ ਪੜ ਮਾਤਮ ਪਾਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲਿਓ ਮਾਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਪੀਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨ ਆਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਮ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਪਕਵਾਨ ਰਥਿਓ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਮ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਪਕਵਾਨ ਰਥਿਓ ਸੋ ਸੱਚ ਖੰਡ ਕੇ ਬੇਸ਼ਸਿ ਜਾਇਓ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਾਪਿਓ ਜਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲਿਓ मात करे बपीर जो नन आयो चापियो चन गुरु गुरु सुका नंदन महे के चंदन गुरु सुका नंदन महे के चंदन अजाइब की वंदन शीस निवायो चापियो जन गुरु चापियो जन गुरु किरपाल दे आलेयो मात करे बपीर जो नन आयो चापियो जन गुरु.
The Master is the giver of happiness. He is as fragrant as sandalwood. Ajab prays, bowing down his head. Those who repeat the name of gracious Guru Kripal never come into the mother's womb again. May God bless us all.